Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Rashad, I said last segment that I want to talk about some overrated, underrated teams here.
Whoa. Who do you think is overrated? I mean, once we get through the list, I want to know who you personally feel is overrated.
Like this season?
Yeah, sure.
Going into this year?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I would say that, and I think it's an easy go-to because no one, I think, expects a lot out of them every year. I'm sorry, Illinois. You got to prove it to me. Yeah, I don't think Illinois can just get a top 15 ranking or whatever it is.
Hold on now. Because Illinois is a team that I'm actually kind of high on this year for a lot of different reasons.
You like, rock with Illinois, huh?
No, so they're a team that they surprised a lot of people last year and went 10-3. They have a lot of starters coming back. Like, most of their offense are returning for the year. Most of their defense is coming back. So they have a lot of kids coming back. Their schedule, they don't play any of the kind of top teams, you know, right? So they don't play Oregon. They don't play Ohio State, I don't think, this year. So they can go 11-1 just based on their schedule. If they can kind of figure out or keep that momentum from last year, which was pretty good, I think Illinois is one of those teams, sneaky teams, that could sneak into the playoff and surprise, like, a lot of people.
Sorry to burst your bubble. They will be hosting Ohio State.
Michigan, I think it is, who they don't
No Michigan,
play.
No Oregon, no Penn State, Ohio
yeah.
State.
So there you go. So Ohio State is the only team. So, again, that's the one, an 11-1 that they'll probably won't get. But, yeah, I think Illinois can do it. I think I love their coaching staff. Why not?
The fighting Brent Bielema's. But I do have a list here that they poured over the data over the last five seasons. They came up with different scores, underrated, overrated, going from unranked to ranked or vice versa. They did all this math stuff that I don't know how to do, and coding and whatnot, to basically tell us who are the most overrated and underrated teams since 2020. And I'm curious, if you can guess one of the teams that is the most underrated teams by the AP preseason poll.
Underrated?
Most underrated teams or schools.
Okay.
I got the top 10 here.
Most underrated schools going into the the Oregon Ducks aren't on there, are they?
No, Oregon Ducks are not on here.
Okay,
no.
Cool.
No. Think of teams that usually don't start the season ranked, or they are very low ranked, and then they end up climbing the rankings,
okay,
and finishing the season with a 10-2 season.
Utah?
Utah is not on this list.
Really?
They are
okay.
Not top 10. No. Utah's usually getting some pretty good rankings.
Yeah, but it's not really usually to the end of the year people are paying attention
start
to Utah.
On.
Yeah. This is tough, man. Iowa State.
Iowa State is not on here. You were on the right track with Utah, though.
Was I? Okay.
Geographically.
Okay, gotcha. Boise State.
Boise State. No. No, think the same state as Utah and another big program.
BYU?
BYU. They're okay. They're number two on this list.
Okay.
As far as most underrated teams by the AP preseason poll over the last 5 years.
Okay. BYU. UNLV? I'm just taking a shot. I mean, I don't know. Washington State.
You're running Rebs. Just disrespected. No, Washington State is not on here, but Washington is. Washington number four on this list as far as most underrated teams.
I could see it. They've had a couple years in there where they were just it was undeniable how good they were. And then there were some years where it was a lot of struggles, so I could definitely see that.
On this list, they have Arizona 10, Ole Miss 9, Tennessee 8, Tulane.
Tennessee is underrated?
Tennessee has been underrated the last 5 years.
Tennessee has been overrated, but whatever.
Underrated according to this these mathematical formulas.
Now, I'm probably the wrong person to talk Tennessee anything with.
Yeah,
so
Tennessee did you dirty.
Yeah, they did.
They broke your heart.
I'll never forgive it.
Track star broke your
never
heart.
Never forgive it.
Tulane 7, which Tulane has been sneaky good the last couple of years.
They have.
No one knows that they're going to be good, and then they have a great season.
Most people don't even know which Tulane is.
Tulane, the Green Wave, Texas?
Texas, there you go.
Okay. Closer to like New Orleans, like
that I don't
that
know.
Border?
That's a good question.
Corpus Christi area maybe. TCU, Arizona State, Washington, South Carolina, BYU, and the number one most underrated team by the AP preseason poll of the last 5 years, SMU, Southern Methodist.
That death penalty really hurt them.
Not enough,
but they're still there, you know.
They're like that Undertaker meme. They're back from the dead.
TCU is one that I'll definitely agree with. We forget. Didn't they go to the national championship like just a few years ago?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure did. So, yeah, TCU definitely should be one of those teams that we talk about a lot more. Again, when you're a smaller Texas school, you know, it just people tend to kind of overlook you, you know, a whole lot.
SMU.
Tulane, right? You know, so it's just kind of unfortunate for them. But the only thing you can do is really run the board to make people pay attention to you.
Yeah, so SMU and BYU, both teams that were not in major conferences, and they are now both in major conferences. SMU, ACC, BYU is in the Big 12. So they're playing above their expectations has helped lead them to some bigger things.
So no Oregon State on that list either.
Oregon State is not on this list.
Rats.
But now I have the most overrated teams by the AP preseason poll over the last 5 years.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Can you guess the number one team or any team?
Texas?
Texas is not on here. No.
Really? Okay.
It's all big names.
Because I saw another list from, I want to say, CBS Sports, and Texas was like number 10 on the most overrated teams over the last, well, it was last decade, so
yeah.
A little different.
Well, yeah, they definitely had a few seasons, those Charlie Strong seasons where they were expected to be good and then follow up. But the last couple years now,
yeah,
they've been solid. But yes, most overrated teams.
Overrated. USC?
USC is number three.
I knew it. That's just huge disappointment, especially being a Pac-10 guy for me. Like, that was a huge, huge disappointment, USC not being great.
Trust tree here?
Go ahead.
I used to be a USC fan.
It's okay.
I used to be Reggie, a USC
was Reggie
fan.
Bush?
I wore number 5 because of Reggie Bush.
Listen, he was every kid's favorite player. Like, I understood, man. Like, Reggie Bush was something special. So it's okay if you liked USC.
And then they started,
I was a Lindale White fan.
They started losing to Oregon State, and that's when I couldn't take it anymore. The 2006, 2007 seasons, I want to say.
Oregon State was legit at that point, though. Remember, they were, like, going back and forth. They went against the Ducks for a trip to the Rose Bowl that year.
I believe that was
a couple years ago. 2008, I think it was.
2008, yeah. But, yes, USC is number 3 on this list. Can you guess number 1, Rashad? Big school. Big name school.
Auburn?
Auburn is not on this list. They're not even the top 10.
Dang. Okay. Really? Okay. All right, man.
Right conference.
Okay.
SEC.
Big school. Mm-hmm. Florida.
Florida is number 10 on this list. I'll give you the 10 through 6, which actually are almost all SEC schools. It's Florida, Alabama, LSU, Clemson, Oklahoma. That's 10 through 6
there. Okay. And the number 1 is an SEC school.
It is an SEC school, yes.
Arkansas?
No, it's not Arkansas. Is Arkansas expected to do anything?
I don't know, ever in life. Geez, it's not Tennessee.
Not Tennessee, no.
Vanderbilt. I give up at this point.
Texas A&M.
Okay. It's been a long time since Johnny Football was there.
But that makes sense. I mean, if they're outside of USC, like as far as teams on a national stage that get great recruiting classes every year, get hyped up, usually start the season with like a top 10, top 15 ranking, and then end up essing the bed and falling down the rankings or just completely out of it. It seems like that is a yearly tradition for Texas A&M.
Yeah. They've had great starts to season, but again, they haven't had anybody really electric since Johnny Manziel. And so I think that's kind of been – they haven't had any real leadership out there. Nobody worth really watching like that from a week-to-week basis. So I don't know, man. I've never really watched a whole lot of Texas A&M football. It's been a long time, I'll be honest. Like, really since Johnny Football was there. I haven't watched a whole lot of Texas A&M football.
Okay, I'm looking at their year-by-year and AP preseason compared to their final ranking. Like, they have had seasons where they start the season ranked 12th, unranked. Start the season ranked 6th, and then by the end of the season, they're 25th. They start the season, again, 2022, ranked 6th. They're unranked by the end of the season. 23rd in 2023, unranked. And then last year, they started the season ranked 20th, got as high as 10 in the rankings. And then sure enough, by the end of it, they were unranked. So, like I said, it's become almost a yearly tradition to have them start the season with a good ranking and then fall apart and be unranked.
So that number one status makes sense to me now.
Yes.
Like, I mean, honestly, almost kind of like Florida. Florida is one of those teams that every year comes into the season ranked, right? And then for whatever reason, midway through the season, things completely fall apart. Or first game of the season for the Gators, things fall apart, and then they're never seen in the top 25 again.
Yeah, I would say the last couple of years, they've been floundering at quarterback and really haven't had that success at that position. People have wondered if Billy Napier can be the coach that leads them back to the promised land of Florida, those Florida teams of old. But I mean, we'll see this year with DJ Lagway and if he's the truth and able to take Florida back to where they've been in years past. But Texas A&M, according to CFBselect.com, who did a whole bunch of number crunching and formula creating to come up with this list of the most overrated and underrated college football programs. The most underrated team by the AP preseason poll over the last 5 years, SMU, number 1, BYU, number 2, South Carolina, number 3, who's expected to do some great things this year. And then most overrated teams, number 1, Texas A&M, number 2, Wisconsin, number 3, USC, and then number 4, Miami on this one, which another team that's like that.
I am a big U fan. To this day, I still love Miami. I still support, like, whenever they're on TV or whatever, but man, how the mighty have fallen.
Yeah.
Like, it's been a long while. Shout out to Cam Ward for bringing some type of respectability back to Dade County, but yo, it is not fun to watch Miami football.
And their schedule this year is insane.
It's brutal.
It's brutal maybe from the opponent standpoint, but as far as, like, how it is scheduled for them to succeed. Their first eight games, I think it's the first 8 weeks of the season, they leave the state of Florida
once. Yeah.
It's insane.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Well, hopefully they're able to take advantage of it, because I think that they're expecting a playoff down there in Miami. So
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.